Real estate rock stars. Today's show is for you if you love giving back. I'm talking food drives, charity events, raising awareness, and much more, because our guest built her entire booming business around doing so. Expect to learn where to start if you're new and you're looking to get involved, what to do to get 2,700 warm leads added to your database, and what events to host in which part of the year. Today's guest is Ginger Walker out of Northern Virginia. She's been an agent for 16 years and last year closed $24 million in volume. She is the TV host for the Emmy-nominated show called American Dream. She's been featured in Entrepreneur and Time magazines as well as BuzzFeed. And guys, you probably saw that the Real Estate Rockstars Mastermind happened just a couple weeks ago. If you heard about it or saw pictures, I'm sure you're just dying of FOMO. So the link to register for next year will be coming out soon. Early bird pricing will be in effect until the 1st of May, but slots will probably fill up before then. So if you do want more information, hit me up. Best way to do so is on Instagram, The Shelby Show. And anyway, I just love hearing from you guys, so don't be a stranger. Also, go over to YouTube. If you're not watching all of this fun go down on YouTube, you're freaking missing out. And with that, rock stars, please welcome Ginger Walker. Ginger, your team is called Give Back Team. And you have become essentially the community charitable mayor of your community and built an entire business through giving. So what does that even mean?
It means that we are in the community and we are doing good things. That's actually the hashtag that we use, is do good things. So we built a business around real estate, but we also built people knowing who we are because of the things that we're doing in the community. So we do charitable events, and that's through doing things like a donation drive, working with the school systems, paying for Clear the Shelters and animals, or we've done things where we've just sponsored events, but we've also created things within the community to bring community together. So it's a myriad of things, but it's either financial, or it's through events, or sometimes it's both. And it's a pretty cool thing. And because of doing that over so many years, we've been able to create such a sense of community, and it's through doing good things.
Okay, I want to dig into this because I know there's people who are listening to this who is like, I want to build my entire business through doing good things. So Can we talk about maybe, I guess, a little bit more of how you got started in it. And then I want to get really tactical into like specifically these events and how you are using them to bring business into your world.
Sure. So I will be honest, it was completely by accident. This was not by design at all. I started off as a solo agent in 2008 in January when the market was kind of going like this. And so I was just trying to get involved in the community. And a friend of mine had started a local charity and she asked me to donate something. And so I did. And long story short, I ended up on the board of directors for Fairy Godmother Project, which supported families who had a child with cancer. And one thing kind of led to another. And someone said, you are the give back girl. You are always giving back. You're always doing stuff in the, like, you're always helping, and other charities I was helping with. And it kind of stuck. I mean, that's what I became known as. So in 2018, I had gotten to a point in business where I either needed to start giving away a lot of my business or I needed to start a team. So I started a team, and the natural progression was Give Back Team. So I hired like kind-minded people that were like me, that came from a place of wanting to do good things. And so there we were. Kind of getting a little tactical. One of the things that we decided, each closing, we were going to give back. And so I had always given back a percentage. And I started off with the percentage model. And then I realized, well, okay, wait a minute. If I sold a $150,000 house, or if I sold a $1.5 million listing, is one charity worth more than the other? Because one would get more than the other, right? So the answer is no, because they're both worth the same, in my opinion. So instead of doing the percentage model, we actually then converted to a flat amount and everyone got the same. So when I started the team, that's how we kind of progressed. We started doing the flat model. And with each closing, we made a donation to the charity of our client's choice. So that was really kind of how everything started, was really right there.
Dude, that's so cool that it's the client's choice. I love that. Mm-hmm. And curious, how much would you mind? I don't know. You don't have to share. But how much is the amount that you give back, the flat fee?
So we started off giving a couple hundred. It was really just a couple hundred dollars, because we really didn't know where it was going to go. So right now we do $300 per transaction. And I will be honest, it's not always $300. We tend to hold back more. But what we do is we hold back $300 from each transaction. And then in addition to that, we also make a donation with each transaction to Children's National Hospital. So every closing, we also do the charity of our client's choice. And that could be national or it could be local. And then we support out of Washington, D.C., Children's National Hospital. So that gets an additional donation on top of that.
Oh, very cool. It's also cool. Mm-hmm. So you're like able to give back to a variety of different organizations that mean different things to different people. But also, I mean, this is just the marketing brain within me. It is an amazing story to be able to share online and, you know, tag mm-hmm. people in, get the word out for marketing your business, but also for just continuing giving back in bigger and better ways.
So the cool thing is that a lot of these charities don't have a voice, because what we found, especially the local ones, I've lived in this area for over 23 years. And as we were doing this, there was charities that were like literally 3 miles down the road that I'd never heard of and that had been there for like 6-7 years. So when a client would close and they'd say, "Hey, I'd like it to go to Semper Canine," I'd be like, "Where is it?" Literally 3 miles down the road from where I lived. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, how did I not know about this?" So it was able to also give them a voice, because now we're promoting them on social media. And the way that we look at this is, it's not about me, it's all about them. So yes, we make the financial contribution, but one thing you'll notice is, like, when we do that and we do the closing and we take the pictures and all that stuff, you're not going to see the big picture of the check and the donation, but what you are going to see is the promotion of the charity and talking about the charity and giving them the shine. So our goal is to financially support them, yes, but that we really want to promote them, so that way people learn about the charity in their own backyard, just like me, who might not have known about them.
Yeah, that's a total win-win.
Yeah, it creates the awareness. And then we've actually had charities where, you know, our clients will then see it and then they'll go volunteer or they'll financially support them as well. So it's really growing the community, and it's rising. What do they say? High tide rises all boats. I mean, that's really the end goal.
So I would love to dig into some of these things that you guys are doing in the actual community. When you're talking about the donation drive, working with the school system, because I feel like that's something that a lot of listeners could learn from. If, you know, how does she do that? How do they set up those type of events and then go out and implement it into their own worlds? So is there one of those that we could like dig into exactly how you guys did it?
Yeah. So the first thing I'll say is, if you're new and you're just looking to get involved, turn around and look at like the school system. Like right now, my youngest is graduating high school and I can't believe I'm that old, but I'm not really that old.
You're not like, old.
You can get involved, like if you have kids or if you have animals, you know, you can turn around, or if there's something that you like doing, get involved in the community that way. And I'm sure that there is something that you can get involved with, like with the schools. So that was where I started initially, was helping in the school system. And that's how we got involved with the back to school drive, where we were filling backpacks, or the, you know, the Coats for Kids program. So it wasn't a program that we started. It was a program we got involved in. So that's the easiest way to jump in, is jump into a program that someone else has already started that you're helping support. If and when you're ready to do something bigger, I can give you an example of how to start something. So I'm on the radio at a local radio station in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and they do a very big drive for, I mentioned, there's a Children's National Hospital up in DC, and every year they do the Carathon, and it's a financial drive, and we help support that. But I happen to notice that there is a closet, and it's called Dr. Bear's Closet, and it's for toys for the kids that go to the hospital. And I asked the question, well, who does the collection for all the toys? And the hospital said, well, we've never had a drive for the toys. And I said, well, guess what? You're going to have one now. So we started a drive and I happened to be on the radio and I said, okay, I'm going to throw this out there. I've never done anything like this before, but we're going to start a drive. And I put it out in the community. And although, yes, I used the radio as leverage, but you can use social media, which is what we also did, and put it out on social media, ask your friends, put a flyer out, go to the schools, you know, do whatever, go wherever you can go where you know people that they know you and ask for their support. And the support will come. If there's something that people can help with, they're going to help you. And that's exactly what happened. The bus drivers of Spotsylvania County in Virginia all jumped on board and they made it a contest to see which bus driver could collect the most. The schools jumped in. I mean, the local community, some of the restaurants put boxes and they put, what do you call them? Laundry baskets, hampers with like, you know, little flyers in front of it. I mean, it was crazy. We collected so much stuff in the first drive that we actually needed two vans to drive everything from Stafford, Virginia, where I'm sitting right now, all the way up to Washington, D.C. So it just goes to show you, you can start something and start with an idea and create something bigger and bigger. And I will tell you, every year it gets bigger and bigger. And we've done it for 6 years now. So you can take something, a small idea, and create and cultivate something to be bigger and bigger every year. So that was a simple idea because there was a need. So find the need and fill the hole. So that was, I mean, that's an example of what we ended up doing to help fill Dr. Bear's closet. And I will tell you, our goal every year is to fill the closet for the entire year. And the biggest, most heartwarming thing was last year we brought all the toys up, and during COVID we weren't allowed to go into the hospital, but last year we were, and we were able to see one of the toys actually be put in a child's lap as we were leaving. And it was by far one of the most amazing things to see because he was playing with the toy right in front of us. So the direct impact and the smile on his face was absolutely everything. So you can do something as small as a toy for a child, and the impact and the ripple effect of kindness is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Something that's super cool about your business is that I know that a lot of people, when they first get into real estate, are doing it for money. You know, they're doing it as a means to an end to survive, really. And then once you make it past that grind, that startup, and you're just still hustling, and maybe money's not so much of an issue anymore, there becomes this moment of like, why am I doing this? Like if your heart's not truly in the place of like, you know, I want to help these people get into their houses there, if it is more business oriented, there comes that time where it's like, what's the point? Is all of this for money? But I really like how you from the beginning have tied it to something that's impactful personally and to the larger community, because it kind of takes that extra layer of meaning and emphasis and it creates a business that also probably has more longevity. Because if you're doing it for all the right reasons and it's fulfilling you in a bunch of ways and you're creating impact, it's like all of a sudden this isn't a business that I'm just running for the sake of it, but this is a lifestyle that I love living.
Exactly. 100%. And it's fun because people expect that, you know, like every year when we're doing a drive, whatever it is, and we also do clear the shelters. So every, you know, I have animals, everyone on my team, I run an all-female real estate team and we all have fur babies. Some of us have kids and fur babies. I have both. But every August, that's a national thing. So if you want to go to the shelter, I used to go down with an envelope of cash and say, I want to pay for all the animals. Nobody knew who I was. I didn't leave a business card. And the only thing I asked was, ask whoever takes an animal to pay it forward. That's the only thing I asked. And maybe they would bring dog food or cat food to the shelter. It turned into something bigger when I realized Clear the Shelters was every August. So as a team, we go buy everyone the t-shirts, all the volunteers, we bring the food. It's gotten bigger and bigger every year. And we adopt all the animals. So every animal that's in the shelter, I've adopted, I've paid for snakes, which I'm not really a snake person, I gotta admit, but I think we've paid for a chinchilla or something, and ferrets. I think we had two ferrets or three ferrets last year at Stafford County Animal Shelter. I'm not sure. Cats. I mean, last year I even came home with a dog. I mean, we've all come home with fur babies too from clearing the shelters. But you know, you can do things like that as well. But the key is that you have to come from a place of giving. You cannot come from a place of wanting. If you do that, you're doing it all wrong and it will not work. We do this because we want to. We do this because we want to give back. In giving back, if you think of it this way, when you throw a rock into a pond, you create ripples, right? And once the ripples hit the shore, the ripples eventually bounce back. The expectation is that the ripples don't have to bounce back. They might just keep going. And maybe they do. But if they bounce back, that's the ripple effect of kindness coming back towards you. And sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. The expectation is that they just keep going. But sometimes when they bounce back, that's amazing. And maybe that's a client that's coming to you because of what you've done by throwing the stone. But the expectation is that the ripples just keep going. So that's why we do what we do. And if the client comes to us because they've seen all the things that we're doing in the community, they're my people, right? They are my people because they've seen what we're doing and they're probably just like me, right? And that's the person I want to work with anyway. And I want them to work with me or my team. So that's why we do what we do. We don't do it for the business. We do it because we want to. And that's the key to all of this. But if you're doing it to get the business, you shouldn't be doing it at all. That's the key. You do it because you want to.
Man, and your vibe attracts your tribe. So I love that, you know, be you, authentic yourself, and talk about what interests you, do what interests you, because that energy out into the world is what is going to attract, just like you said, the people who you want to work with, your type of people.
Yeah, 100%.
Question. So if I'm listening to this, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to do, you know, basically all of the things that Ginger is doing. So you mentioned that every August you guys work with the animal shelter, and you also mentioned that you guys have a toy drive. But is there, by chance, do you have like a, every December we do this, every January, like, do you have a calendar of events, or could you just brain dump all of the things that you do on an annual basis so listeners could rip off and duplicate in their own market?
Well, we can give you a one pager of some of them too. And it's
speaking
probably
to my heart.
And the easiest thing I would say is, first you have to decide, is it an event you want to do or is it a financial thing you want to do? Because remember, we do all of it. We do the financial piece where we're giving back with each transaction. And we also sponsor bigger events. So we do the Carathon, which supports pediatric cancer. So that's the month of September. That's a big month. It seems like in the beginning of the school year, we do a lot. So that's the back to school drive is in August. So depending on when your school system goes back to school in Stafford County, which is where I am in Virginia. So we start that in the summertime. August, we go back to school. So it's back to school drive. That's August. In September, that's Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month. So we're working with Fairy Godmother Project. We do donations with them, which supports local families with pediatric cancer out of Fredericksburg, Virginia. And we are on the radio for the Carathon, which is Children's National Hospital out of DC. So that's our big one. Let's see. Oh my goodness. Trying to brain dump here. We do Travis Mannion Run, which is one of our newer members to the team. Christine McGowan is actually setting up our second one. And that is one of our military events. So we are in Quantico, Virginia area. So if you are military, we are sitting right outside of Quantico. So if things shake, rattle, and boom, they're actually blowing things up today. So we support our military families, and a lot of the charities that we actually support in this area are military related as well. So that's something that for the second year in a row, Christine is setting the run up, and that will be in late September, early October. We always do adopting families for the holidays. So that's a big thing that we do. And we do the coat drive so that the kids don't go cold. And that is actually through Stafford County, through the county. So we do that coming into the winter months. Oh my goodness. There's so many charities, and a lot of them tend to be like in the end of the summer into the fall. Oh my goodness. Well,
you've
already said
so many.
Well, I'm going to tell you. So we do, there's a book drive that we do where we're collecting books. We help the county because they're always in need. Don't forget about the teachers, because they're always in need of supplies, and they're always in need of supplies. Everyone remembers them at the beginning of the school year, but come January, Everyone forgets about the teachers and the supplies are usually dry. So in September or in September, we help them, but also in January, we help them. So in January, we usually do a dump of all the supplies that we can get for them. We also do the Fill Dr. Bear's Closet Drive, which is also in August and September. So we're shopping for that. Oh my goodness. There's another one. I'm trying to think there's another drive that we do. Oh gosh. There's another one that's in there. But I will tell you something else that we've done, which is kind of a unique thing that you can do too. You can do something that took us an entire year. And I think I mentioned this to you earlier, that brought over 2,700 people into our database, which was pretty cool. And we called it, so Give Back Team is our name. We called it GBT Gives Back. And it was a program that ran for 12 months. It impacted directly 36 local, they had to be local charities, and they had to be nominated by our local community, which was super cool. So we started this before the calendar year started, not this year, but we did it last year. And we asked our community to start nominating local charities. And it could be any charity. It just had to be a charity. And we got charities that were military related, animal, children's, I mean, you name it. We got all different types of charities and some that I never even knew about. And the cool thing that what happened was every month, starting in that January, we had three charities every month. We put them on our website and we had a page where you could vote for them. What we did on, we lived on Instagram. That's where everything kind of ran out of, but we put it on Facebook too, but we lived on Instagram. We blogged about all three charities. We tagged all three charities, and all three charities got all of the collateral so that they could also talk about everything that, you know, promote themselves to say, vote for me, vote for me, vote for me. There was an opt-in page and they went right to our website. And that's where voting was. You could vote once a day per email. So some people might have been on there a couple times with a couple emails. I'm not too sure. But once a day per email, and it was for 1 month. The person or the charity who had the most votes at the end of the month won $500. We did it for 11 months. And I said 36 charities. What we realized and what I realized was everyone should win, right? So there was two charities that didn't win anything, right? Every month. And I was like, I don't really love that. So what we did is on the 12th month is we put all the charities back up at the end that didn't win, but still everybody won. Someone won more money at the end, but still we sent a donation to every charity. Every charity got something. So we actually didn't budget for that, but then we budgeted for it anyway. So all 36 charities won. But the coolest thing, and I do have to share this because I thought this was utterly amazing and I couldn't believe that this happened. Month one, three charities were up and we were watching and you could live see, because it was a bar graph, right? And you could live see how many people had voted. And they were all three kind of neck and neck. And there were three different charities, totally not related. So one of them all of a sudden started falling behind. And I called her and I said, did we do something wrong? Is there something, did we offend you? Did we not? What happened? Like, is there something we can do? And the woman who was running the charity said, I read your blog about the other charity and I asked all of our supporters to vote for them. And I couldn't believe it. And I asked her why. And she said, they deserve it more than we do. I couldn't believe it. Then month three, we were giving the big checks and doing all that. And we had to bring two of the charities in together at the same time. So two charities were getting the checks at the same time. And they had never met each other. And they realized that they could help each other. So they started working together. So let me just say, in doing that one 12-month long project, we not only learned about charitable organizations we didn't know about, we created awareness within our community. We increased our database contacts by over 2,700 people, which was great, but we created bonds within the community, within each other, that were unbelievable. And our past clients, which we call clients, started volunteering for some of these organizations, and it raised awareness, it raised volunteerism, and it raised funds for all of these charities outside of what we were giving them. So you can make a direct impact within your community. And if that isn't being the mayor of your community or the influencer of your community, I don't know what is. So take that, run with it. That's my best piece of advice that I can give you on this podcast.
Oh my gosh. I freaking love it. Cause you know, and even now you're mentioning how you guys got 2,700 more contacts for your CRM, which is amazing. But I think that, like you mentioned before with the ripple effect, it's like, if you went to any of those charities or any of the families that were impacted through that charity, and they said, you know, someone came up to them and was like, hey, I'm looking to buy or sell in this area, I'm 100% certain that they would refer you that business.
Well, and I can tell you, and so, you know, we love our CRM, and I know, like, that's one of the things, like, you, like, everyone wants to know, like, what's the tech that you like, and we do. I don't know if you want me to tell you what CRM we use, but we love our CRM.
Yeah.
So we use Follow Up Boss, and I love it, and we have Ylopo connected to it, but so when they come in, we hashtag them, you know, like GBT gives back. So we knew exactly like where they were coming from, and they are, you know, they're hashtag charity. So we knew not to bombard them with certain things so that they got specific messaging, and the newsletter was tailored more to them from a charitable perspective. But the interesting thing was to watch when they came in and then where they went from there on our website. So some of them were starting to search for homes, or they were starting to check their home value, and they were never targeted in that way. So that was the interesting thing, was we weren't fishing for them that way, but they came to us because of the way that they had come into our world. They trusted us, I guess, as the local expert for real estate, because they trusted us because we were kind in the community. I guess, I mean, that's really what happened. And we weren't targeting them for anything other than the charitable stuff that we were doing. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. People don't want to be sold anyway. They want the choice. And now they love what you do, and they're choosing to pursue you in a way that could also benefit. But I have questions, because you mentioned Follow Up Boss, you mentioned Ylopo, you mentioned newsletters. So I'm curious, first of all, what is Ylopo?
So it is our website. It's actually, so Follow Up Boss is the CRM. Ylopo is the website, and we also use it for lead gen and retargeting as well.
Oh, okay. So it's the website, but it sounds like it tracks where people are on your website, what they're actually doing.
Yep.
And then depending on what they're doing, it retargets. Like if hypothetically they're checking out homes in a certain neighborhood, maybe it retargets information on buyers, relocation guides, et cetera.
It can. And we can also run ads as a result of it. And so, and we can do things like if we have a listing or a coming soon or an open house, like right now we're running a promotion on that so that we can target it to people who are looking for a home like that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. No, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. I was just thinking that's an ad for Ylopo right there.
Totally. Sponsored ad. We should, no, I'm just kidding. Okay. So that's Ylopo. Within Follow Up Boss, that's where all of these contacts, because it's attached to Ylopo, I'm guessing that did Ylopo have the landing page for the charities? Did you create all that in Ylopo?
Yep. Okay.
So then you had the landing page to capture the contact information. Mm-hmm. And then was there any automation when you did capture the information where, I don't know, was anything set up? But I guess it's a specific target.
Yeah.
So yeah, tell me anything you want on all that.
So I'm going to be brutally honest with you. That is above my pay grade on the automation part. So I have fabulous ladies who helped me set all of that up. But no, there was a whole automation campaign that was set up behind that. Once they came in, you know, they got a thank you so much for coming in. And we actually reminded them to continue to vote. We sent them the blogs for that month. So they didn't get anything real estate really related, but everything obviously had all of, you know, my information, the give back team, all the disclosures and everything, because they were on a real estate page. But it was all really focused to the actual GBT gives back, what they were there for. And then it gently prompted them to let them know, hey, this next month, these are the next, because we announced the next three charities before the next month started. And we said, hey, we want to let you know about these three charities. And then they got the information in the blogs about the next three charities. So it kept them engaged for the entire time, for the entire year. So it wasn't like they were just like, hi, it's February, here's some information, and then bye-bye, we don't talk to you anymore. So it kept them like with us for the entire time that they were, you know, that they were actually in the GBT Gives Back. And even to today, which the program is over, but we might be bringing that back because there's plenty of charities that still need a voice. See? So yeah. So, but there was a whole automation, a whole campaign that was running behind it. And it was triggered like on certain, you know, dates within the month that they got something from us.
Yeah. Sorry to take it nerdy. I'm like so interested in how people set up all that stuff these days. But I think a really good takeaway too with Ginger is that she has the leverage. You know, if you're not going to be the person who goes in, and I'm sure you're Ginger as a team leader and as the face of, you know, the Give Back team, and you're on a radio, it's like, there's this analysis that has to happen where it's like, where's my best use of time? Where is the Ginger magic best utilized? And so having the ability to see that best use of time is in one place, but knowing that all these other things have to happen, it's at that point where you're like, okay, leverage. Who's smarter or better qualified at doing this one thing? And they're going to do it wonderfully so I can have my special sauce going on over here.
Yeah, that's definitely not me. I know that that's not my zone of genius. So no, I have some fabulous people on my team that the ladies are amazing. So that's what they, yes.
And speaking of zone of genius, I'm Ginger, I'm curious about where is your zone of genius? Where is your time and energy going?
I was told I was an artist. That was what my profile is. So I love people. I've always been in sales. I started in pharmaceutical sales way back when, before I moved here. I worked in New York City and I've always been in sales. So my zone of genius is marketing. I love that is what I've always been. That's where I've been. So if I can find a unique way of marketing myself and whatever it is that I'm working with, meaning I was working with pharmaceuticals at that point, I launched drugs to the market or products to the market, that is my zone of genius. And I love doing it in a way that no one else is. So I find the place that no one else goes, and that's where Ginger lives. So in my world, everyone says, think outside the box. In Ginger's world, and I hate talking about myself in third person, but in my world, there is no box. That's my zone of genius. What I leverage out or what I understand technology, the place for it, what I need. And then I understand what I don't know and I need to know enough of and who to go to get what I need. So that's the key. I'm dangerous enough to know what I want. And then I know where to go to get it. and that is the key is I know what I want to accomplish, but I know that I either A, don't want to know about it or don't like have the interest to learn about it, or B, I it's way over my head. And I'll be honest, it's like, you know, some of it is just way over my head, or I don't have the interest in learning it. So
totally.
I find the right people, and that's the key, finding the right people. Like I'm not afraid to ask for help. So I ask for help.
Totally. And okay, so to going back a little bit more in your zone of genius with the sales and the marketing, because clearly you're doing an amazing job finding that unique way of marketing yourself, which it is not by like actively marketing, it's by giving, you know, that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, because you've mentioned getting the word out, you use the radio, you mentioned Instagram, Facebook, your CRM, you live in your CRM. So I am curious with your social media in particular, because you are the real Ginger Walker on Instagram. You have a very large following. Your branding is on point. Are you, how have you leveraged that out? Like, obviously it's your face, but what does your social media process look like?
So it's kind of crazy. I wasn't the real Ginger Walker. At first I was just Ginger Walker. And over COVID, my Facebook account was stolen and all my accounts went down. So the first thing I will just warn everyone is, first of all, do two-step authentication on everything that you do. And don't use that as your only place to have all of your contacts and information. Like make sure that you are building your email list, because that is truly the key, is your email list is everything. I love Instagram is my jam. I love Instagram and I am definitely leaning into YouTube. I love YouTube too. I love video. It's just like, I have so much fun with it. So, that is where I just love to live on video. And I don't know why. I'm a goofball and I don't know. I just love talking to people. So I feel like I'm talking to my friends when I'm on social media. So that's where I live. Did I answer your question? I don't even know if I answered your question.
No, you did a little bit. So I was curious about your process, like, and being the artist creative, maybe there's less of like structure behind it, but
it's structured. Okay. It's structured. So we definitely batch shoot content. So basically my cell phone is my note taker. So I'll start like, if I get asked a question more than twice, like from a client, or I'm hearing a question that like, you know, someone wants to know information about, like last night I was at my son was getting his fourth varsity letter and people were asking me about real estate related, like, especially now there's a lot of questions. So in my memos, I was actually talking to myself, you know, literally talking to myself on my phone, like putting questions down. So we have a spreadsheet. There's three of us, two members of my team that help me. And we literally come up with a whole spreadsheet of questions. And it's either going to be short form content, which will be either for Instagram. I don't do a lot on TikTok. I'm not on the TikTok that much. I don't know why. It's just not my jam as much. But for Instagram or YouTube shorts, and then for long form video. So we come up with a spreadsheet of, you know, quick questions that I get fired at, like, and I have a studio here in my office with like lights and everything and green screen and all kinds of backgrounds and lights that we can change colors and stuff like that. Or we shoot outside if it's nice. So we literally batch shoot content. So if I can do a 4-hour shoot, I will do at least 30 shorts. And we'll try and get at least one long form video where we're outside in the public and I'll go at least three locations. And we try and get all of that done within a couple of hours. So we've got it like boom, 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 boom. And I will tell you the gold is in all of the mess ups because people love to see the reality of like, I'm a mess. Like I make more flubs and bubs and like that's the best stuff. So people like seeing the human side of you too. So that's the process is like batch shooting. And then that way I load it all up into Instagram. I have it sitting in the queue ready to go. I try and get like, I don't like have hashtags pre-done. Like I'm the one that's putting everything into Instagram. I do have help on YouTube. My friend Julie is one of the women that helps me load everything into YouTube. And she's the one that does all the SEO. Again, I leverage like help because that's above
my
head.
Lane. Right.
She knows that's her lane. She does a fabulous job. If you look at my YouTube channel, she gets all the views and does all that stuff. And so I leverage assistance on YouTube.
Drop it. What's your channel? Listeners, go follow Ginger at what is it?
So the real Ginger Walker, that's on all social. And then if you go to YouTube, if you just put Ginger Walker Give Back Team, you'll see me there.
Perfect. Okay, Ginger, what did we not talk about today that you think would be important for listeners to know within this give back, marketing, all of that type of topic?
I would say from a marketing perspective, be seen. Figure out a way that your voice can be heard. Do not be the secret agent. Everyone talks about that. Branding is a big deal. You know, find a way to stand out. I am pink. Everything I am is pink. If you saw my shoes right now, you'd see that they are sparkly sneakers. The key for me when I first started is I wish I had found a mentor or joined a team. Find a way to get started faster if you're new. And the one thing that I would say, even I've been in the industry over 16 years, I have three mentors, three. So find a mentor that can help you with where the holes are in your business. As even someone that's been in the business as long as I have, find someone that can consistently help you grow. And even for branding and execution, I still have mentors that are helping me with the giving back part, with the branding part, and with the executing the ops part, because I need mentors and help with all three of those things. And I think you're always growing and always learning. So that would be my tip.
Love. Okay. Wrap up question number one, what's your favorite book or podcast?
Well, I would say that this is one of my favorite podcasts.
Damn right. Woo. Correct answer. You win. Yeah. Favorite book then?
Oh my gosh. There's so many. I mean, like there's or so many books one. That I love. Like,
yeah,
oh
any that pops to mind.
I mean, I write, gosh, I like Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I mean, like, there's like six books I think I have right now, even on my desk.
Good. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. We accept.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good one.
Okay. What events are you going to in the next 12 months?
So I am a Tom Ferry. I'm a coach and client of Tom Ferry. So I am going to everything Tom Ferry this year. So I would say that everything and anything that Tom Ferry is doing, I am in. Because I have a son graduating, it is difficult for me to attend a lot of things. But I am anything Inman related. I'm trying to go to Inman as well. I've got that on my calendar. So if I can hit an Inman, I'm going to.
Girl, I'm going to see you at Tom Ferry Summit in August. I'm going to find you and you're pink. We're going to run. We're going to have the biggest hug. Yep.
I was just at Elite. Were you in Orlando?
No, I'm actually not one of the Tom Ferry coaching clients, but I have people within my community who are. So okay. I just like jump on. But then it's so fun because like half the people that I interview on this podcast are like, yeah, I'm going to Tom Ferry Summit. I'm like, oh, writing your name down, going to find you too.
So, oh yeah, you definitely have to find me. I will be there. I will be in Dallas. Perfect. Absolutely. 100%. I think that is the next thing that I'm going to be at because I have graduation and all that chaos. So yeah, I will be there.
Perfect. Okay. How can listeners help you in your business?
Send me referrals. I love the opportunity to help people. We work with a lot of referrals in this area, Northern Virginia, Quantico, Pentagon area. We're in Stafford, Fredericksburg, selling Stafford. And I love sending referrals to you. So connect with me on Instagram. That's where I love. I love Instagram. So find me there.
Perfect. And one more time, it is The Real Ginger Walker. It will also be tagged in the show notes along with all the links from Ginger. And Ginger, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been super fun to hang out with you.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Cool. And Real Estate Rockstars, thanks for listening.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.